and begin to magnify Him. God is a spirit. Those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. Hallelujah. In the mountain of His holiness. Oh, aren't you thankful? I believe that scripture talks about on the sides of the north. I believe Brother Pepper said last night, it's time to go north. I want to go where God is. I want to go in His presence. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, again, it's just been an honor and privilege to be here in service with you and come with a burden on my heart to share what the Lord's laid on my heart. Luke chapter 19. Beginning in verse 37. Luke 19 and verse 37. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. In other words, make them be quiet. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer, but let me share this prelude with you. At the Marine Corps Air Station in Cherry Point, North Carolina, it's a very noisy place. If you live anywhere near there, you can see, you can hear, you can feel the effects of what's going on there. And outside their main entrance gates is these words on a big sign: Pardon our noise. It's the sound of freedom. That's what I want to talk to us a few minutes today. Pardon the noise. It's the sound of freedom. Father, we love you. And we thank you for everything that you've done. And we ask that you would anoint us today as only you can. Let the supernatural power of God be manifested among the body of Christ today. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. First of all, you must understand that not everyone is going to appreciate or be impressed by your worship. As a matter of fact, it's going to disturb some people. They're going to view it as too noisy, too radical, too emotional, and say even it's unnecessary. But I think about when the sports stadium is filled with fans, and that place begins to vibrate with cheers as the home team scores a touchdown. I don't think there's one phone call made to the police station filing a complaint. But if we were to have an outside parking lot service and the Spirit of God start moving and it stir up every devil in hell, then you're probably going to get some complaints. But how many knows that worship is a part of what we do and it is a part of who we are? We are created to worship Him. So I say today, anyone that's listening in the perimeter of Chelsea today, pardon the noise. It's the sound of freedom. I've got 3 points I want to focus on. Number one, worship is expressive. When you have the joy of Jesus inside of you, you can't help but get emotional. You can't help but get excited. When I think about where I used to be and where I am now, hallelujah. When I think about how He brought me out of the miry clay and He set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. When I think about how he brought me from the guttermost to the uttermost, I can't help but shout. I can't help but dance. I can't help but testify of what he's done for me. There was a church that was growing by leaps and bounds, and they were fixing to enter into a new building, a new sanctuary. And the pastor wanted to make a good impression, so he sent out invitations to all the dignitaries, the politicians, and the big shots. And most of them replied, said, "Oh, we're excited about the progress, and we'll be there." Even the town mayor agreed to come to this special grand opening event. But in the midst of that crowd, he had what you call a new convert, somebody that was radical in their worship. And he would break loose and just have himself a time every service without exception. And so he thought, "I better go to him and talk to him a few minutes." He said, "Now listen, buddy." He says, "I know you love the Lord. There's no doubt about that in my mind. But we want to make a good impression. There's some important people that's going to be here. So we don't want you to quit worshiping. We just want you to sedate it a little bit. Just suppress it a little bit." And he mentioned to him, he knew he loved cowboy boots. He said, "If you'll behave yourself one service, after service today, I'll go and buy you a brand new pair of cowboy boots." He looked up and he said, "Yes, sir, Pastor. We'll suppress it. We'll just not get as radical as what we usually do." And so service was going fine. They were singing some of his favorite songs, and he couldn't help but at least tap his foot a little bit. Oh, it was just bugging him. It was getting all over him. And everything was fine until the pastor started preaching and quoted his favorite Bible verse. And when he quoted his favorite Bible verse, that man jumped up and hollered to the platform. And he said, "Pastor, boots or no boots, I've got to praise him." Amen. How many knows we need to look at the enemy of our soul and tell him, "Boots or no boots, I've got to praise him. Blessing or no blessing, I've got to praise him. Promotion or no promotion, I've got to praise him. If he heals me, I'm going to praise him. If he doesn't heal me, I'm going to praise him. Though God slay me, yet will I trust him. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord." Don't tell me to be quiet. Don't tell me to hush it down. Amen. I like when David began to dance before the ark of the Lord and Michael was looking. How many knows there's always a Michael looking through the window? Amen. When you really worship God, you're going to reap criticism and skepticism. Amen. But he basically told in Okie language, "Honey, you ain't seen nothing yet. Just wait and stick around a while. I'm going to get more fanatical. I'm going to get more radical in my worship because he's done too much for me. I cannot tell it all." Woo! Can you shout amen? Number two, worship is not only expressive, it is expensive. Ask the woman with the alabaster box. Woo! In order for the fragrance to be released, folks, something's got to be broken. Something's got to be shaken up on the inside. And amen, it doesn't matter how gifted you are, how professional you are. Come on, somebody. It's going to take a lot more than a Beach Boys song lyric, "Good Vibrations." It's going to take a lot more than being electrified and emotionalized into a frenzy. Amen. It's going to take the precious Spirit of God to break something inside of you. Amen. To humble you to a place to where you realize he is worthy of the honor and the praise in your life. Oh, hallelujah. Grapes must be crushed to make wine. Diamonds must be formed under pressure. Olives are pressed to release the oil. Seeds grow in the darkness. So, my friend, when you feel crushed, when you feel under pressure, when you feel pressed, or you feel like you're in the darkness, just know you're in a powerful place of transformation. Just know you're still in the hands of an almighty God, and you need to trust the process for your life. Amen. We've traded something. We used to say, we've traded the shields of gold for the shields of brass. We've traded it for something cheap and something flimsy. You see, we've come to a place to where we've traded the supernatural for the superficial. We've traded the power for programs. We've traded the anointing for academics. But what we need to get back to is our grandparents' war clothes. People traded the war clothes for choir robes and church logo t-shirts. Come on now. We've lost spiritual grit. We've lost tenacious desperation. We've lost persistent dedication. We've lost our priority. We've lost abandonment of self in the upper room. Amen. But the old timers, they showed up early. They showed up ready. They showed up purposed. They showed up in their war clothes. Worship is warfare. Amen. If the devil isn't messing with you at all, I ain't talking to you. I'm talking about some folks that fight hell tooth and toenail. That you get up in the morning and the enemy says, oh no, he's up again. I'm talking about people that bring devastation. I'm talking about people that wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness, that says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You believe it, say amen. When Elisha asked for a double portion of what Elijah had, he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. He didn't sugarcoat it, Brother Larry. He didn't say, this is going to be easy. It's amazing to me, prayer lines all across this country. People get in, I want your mantle, brother. I'm like, forget it, it ain't that easy. You got to go through some stuff. Come on now. Revival ain't just like a little briefcase you open up, just woo, throw revival on everybody and throw anointing on everybody. No, you got to get in the secret place with the Almighty. You got to get in that dark place, that place of pressure, so it will reveal the place of power in your life. Amen. Worship is not a 15, 20-minute session in church. Worship is a lifestyle. It changes who you are. Amen. It takes faithfulness and dedication. Number three, not only is worship expressive and expensive, but it's explosive. Amen. Paul and Silas at midnight. Ever been there? The good thing about midnight, it means the middle of the night. You're halfway in, but you're halfway out. Woo! Woo! Amen. I'm fighting hell right now, but heaven is surely on the other side. I may be in the valley right now, but a mountaintop is on the other side. Amen. They were there with stripes on their back, fetters on their hands and their feet. But the devil made two stupid mistakes with Paul and Silas. You ready to hear them? Number one, he put them jokers in the same cell together. And if any two would agree as touching any one thing, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he'll be in the midst of them. Amen. I don't need an army. I don't need a legion. I don't need a whole choir of support. If you could just give me one brother, one sister that's blood washed, born and baptized in the Holy Ghost, and they agree together, hell will be shaken in the midst. And the second mistake he made was he bound their hands and their feet, but he didn't put duct tape over their mouths. Come on now. Your mouth is your address to God. Amen. You want to move your mountain? Move your mouth. Come on. Say to that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Brother and sister, he said, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I praise you. No, we got to get vocal sometimes. Let the world know what's going on. This is what it says in Acts 16. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands was loosed. Worship shifts the atmosphere to another level. If there's bondage and restriction, all of a sudden it creates freedom and movement. If there's sorrow and sadness, it creates peace that passes all understanding, and joy unspeakable and full of the glory. Worship ushers in the drawing of the Spirit. When people feel convicted and they feel remorse and there's true repentance and they see their need for a Savior, how many knows that there is a great exchange when you begin to praise Him with everything that is within you? He'll give you garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He'll give you beauty for your ashes. He'll give you all of joy for your mourning. He'll give you strength for your fear. Aren't you thankful that you laid down the old garments and you put on the new garment of praise in your life? Woo! Glory to God. So the jailer was the first one to get convicted. Matter of fact, at first he was actually going to take his life. Because back in that day, if you let a prisoner escape, that meant your life for theirs. But Paul, I love the words he said, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And he fell down before him, and he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said this, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Woo, isn't that awesome? Not just you, but if you believe in faith, you can be influential in the household salvation of your entire family. And he took them into his home, and he began to wash their stripes. Now, this is an amazing thing to me. The same guy that's putting stripes on their back is now washing their stripes. God can use those who are trying to destroy you to elevate you and to promote you later in life. Sometimes I just look at my enemy and say, thank you. Thank you so much. Because if you didn't do what you did, I wouldn't be standing in the place I'm in right now. Come on. Hallelujah. I said, lead me to a rock that is higher than I. By my God, I've run through a troop and I've leaped over a wall. I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Can somebody shout amen? Hallelujah. Took them in. Then we know that the household was saved. But then there was another problem. The magistrates found out they were Romans. Oops. Wasn't supposed to do that. You guys are free to go. No. You beat us publicly. Now you come in and you bring us out publicly. In other words, this ain't going to be no quiet exit. How many knows the church of the living God is fixing to make a noisy exit? It may seem like we're the underdog now. It may seem like the pressures of hell are assailing us and surrounding us now. But the Bible says, with the voice of a trumpet and with the voice of an archangel, amen, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air. How many is so we shall ever be with the Lord? Amen. We've had our time of persecution. But guess what? The church is going to rise up out of the ashes. churches. We're going to rise out of the places, amen, of frustration and fear. And God is going to give us the victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. The enemy's taken something from you, Proverbs says he must restore it to you seven times more. Come on. I'm charging interest on you, devil. You ain't going to just restore it. I'm going to make you pay restitution while you're there. Come on now. Amen. I heard a story about Dr. Lester Sumrall. He's way out in the Philippine jungle somewhere. Revival was happening. The night before he went to sleep, when he had encountered such a, and I'll get to that in a minute, there was a young girl there he cast a lot of devils out of. She got deliverance. She got freedom. Now, how many knows when somebody really gets deliverance, it's going to make some devils upset? And so he tried to lay down to go to sleep that night, and all of a sudden, his bed started shaking and rattling and danced clear across to the middle of the floor. I mean, the window had went up. He felt this cold, icy feeling, and it was almost he couldn't even utter a word. But Brother Pepper, he recognized what that spirit was, and he jumped up and said, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus." And that broke the power, and the shaking and the rattling stopped. Whew. Thank God the devil left me alone. I could sleep. He lay down that night. And then all of a sudden he realized, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He went back over to that window. Brother Jason threw it open and said, "Devil, get back in here." Man, everything started shaking and jolting again. And that spirit come in here and said, "Devil, my bed was not in the middle of this room where you first found it. Put it back." And the bed started shaking and dancing right. You could see the spots in the floor, and it rolled right back into place. Now, I need to tell somebody in this house, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. You might be just content with the devil to leave you alone. You might just be content with the shaking and the rattling to stop in your life. But by the authority of Jesus Christ, by the power of His Word, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the devil has to put it back. He's got to put your marriage back. He's got to put your health back. He's got to put your finances back. Amen. You've got to come to a place to where you draw a line in the sand, and whatever crosses that line, it belongs to you, not because of your righteousness. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. We're not bought with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but Peter says, with the precious blood of Christ. And if it's been covered and sanctified by the blood, it belongs to me. One old black preacher said it this way. If the devil ever crosses that bloodline, he'd be one saved devil. Huh? Because if it crosses the line, it belongs to you. Come on now. If the devil crosses the line, you say, "Hey, put it back. Put it back. Put it back in the name of Jesus Christ." Stand with me all over this house. Glory. Not just for the devil to get out of your life. He must restore the damage he's done to you. Amen. God said not to avenge yourselves. He said, "Vengeance is mine," said the Lord. "I will repay." And we can't have those pity parties like Pastor was talking about last night. And one thing I've noticed about pity parties is you're I mean, nobody wants to come. They've already got their own amount of lemons and problems to deal with. They don't want to deal with your stuff. "Come join me in my pity party." "No way, man. You got a lot of stuff. I can see your train wreck way over there. I ain't going to touch that." Amen. Praise God. Whew. There's times, God forgive me, I've seen a few folks, and they were way over there, and I could see what was going on. They got the radars on. They come down and said, in the name of Jesus. Woo! Come on now. Woo! Thank God for caller ID. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't worry, Sister Hootenanny finally got the victory over it. Amen. She could have had it a lot sooner if she quit complaining about it and started praying about it. Amen. Though a just man fall 7 times, yet he shall arise. Worship is expressive. It's expensive. It's explosive. Fixing the close, if someone wants to get a song at this time. Thought of a story about a pastor and his family, and there's a church that's fixing to start service, and right around 7 o'clock service was supposed to start. People scratching their heads, where's the pastor? So the wife nudged little Johnny, said, would you please go over to the house next door and tell your daddy church is fixed to start? He went to the door of his study, knocked on it. All he could hear from the other side, Sister Pepper, was, I ain't a-going! I ain't a-going! Kind of scared little Johnny. He ran back to this. Mama, he said, I ain't a-going. Then she started threatening, Johnny, he's the pastor of this church, and he better go. I'll skin him alive! Little timid Johnny went back over to the study, knocked on the door. He could still hear it. I ain't a-going! He finally opened the door and peeked inside. And Daddy was laying prostrate on the floor, saying, I ain't a-going till you bless me. I ain't a-going till you anoint me. I ain't a-going until you change me right here in this place, because I don't want to go in my flesh. I want to go in the Spirit. I don't want to go in anger. I don't want to go in fear. I don't want to go in frustration. But I want to go in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Oh, pardon the noise. It's the sound of freedom. Man, I don't want no rock praising in my place anyway. Look at the personality of a rock. No mouth, no hands, no feet. Come on now. But you and I, we've got 2 hands. We've got 2 feet. We've got a voice that we can proclaim. No wonder Jesus said, if these should hold their peace, I'll make the rocks cry out. But that's not God's will. You religious police, you just go on down the road. Pardon the noise. It's the sound of freedom. It's the sound of a people that's been liberated by the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lift your hands and praise Him. Worship Him in spirit and truth. Sing whatever you feel like doing today. If you want to get victory, if you need a healing, if you need a breakthrough, praise is where it's at. Praise your way out of it. Worship your way out of it. These altars are open. Come on, let's worship God.